The following views and opinions do not necessarily reflect those of this station, its staff, management, Franklin Communications, or parent company. To hear a replay of this show or one of the other great shows that previously aired, log on to dentallyspeaking.com or iTunes, keywords Dr. Kvitko or Dentally Speaking. Listeners should not use Dr. Kvitko's comments and advice in place of an actual dental exam.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kvitko.
Time now for Dentally Speaking with Dr. Brian Kvitko. Call 459-9769. That's 459-WSNY to discuss your dental issues. Now, here's your host, Dr. Kvitko.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko. Our show is also known as Everything You've Always Wanted to Know About Dentistry, but We're Too Numb to Ask. Hello, I'm General Dentist Dr. Brian Kvitko. Thank you for joining me here today. To me, it's a great day, not just the Buckeyes win last night. Let's talk about that for a minute. That was just an amazing game, wasn't it? I don't know that anybody really, really thought that we were a shoe-in to win that game. In fact, I think it was the first time in a long time that we went into the game as an underdog at Ohio Stadium, and yet we won. If you were there, it was electric, wasn't it? It was just great. Now, but the other reason that I'm happy today is because today is my 200th episode. 200 shows. Who knew? Who knew that I would have that many things to talk about? I know that my mother-in-law didn't. When we first started doing this show almost 4 years ago, I found out about 3-4 months later that she thought I might run out of things to say or talk about or whatever. But you know what? I never have, probably never will, because dentistry is just so exciting and there's so many things to it, constantly changing. And so what I want to do today is basically going to be called Celebrating the 200th Show. Talking about my favorite episodes, kind of a trip down memory lane, if you will. And so I've been on Sunday 95 now for, I think, about a year and a half, but we've been doing the show for almost 4. So a lot of you don't know of some of the shows that I previously aired. They were on another station in town, probably needs to remain nameless. my producer shaking his head yes. Make sure it's nameless. And so I thought I would just kind of tell you some of my favorite shows, things that make me smile. One of them, well, first of all, you may know that we do anything from man on the street interviews to groundbreaking research to sometimes celebrity guests. And one of the shows that comes to mind for me, one of my favorite stories to tell, is a story where this dentist, an oral surgeon, Dr. Sawatori, who was my guest on my show, and if I can, I'll find what episode that is and let you know, because, by the way, all of these shows are available on dentallyspeaking.com. If you go there, you scroll down past the photos in the center row. Those photos show things like my Dentistry from the Heart event. It shows about my golf outing that we hold for Down syndrome. And you get down to where there's a picture of me and my wife and my son and his girlfriend with some tiger cubs. And right around there, it says click here for feed. And if you go there, it gives you the first 2 or 3 shows and a chance to click on podcast archive. Click there and it gets you all of the shows. Anyway, Dr. Sawatori, oral surgeon. And he worked with a Dr. Perez, who is an ophthalmologist, and they worked on this woman named Kay Thornton. And you can read the entire story, if you'd like, by Googling, Woman Has Eyesight Restored with Tooth. It's true. What they did is, I can't remember the name of the procedure, but it's we talked about it in the podcast, so go listen. Anyway, not now. Do it later. So this woman, she became blind. She has 9 grandchildren, but at the time of the surgery, she'd only seen 2 of them. And what they did is they determined that her eyesight had been lost because of an autoimmune disease, where she had scar tissue form in her eye, and it made it so she couldn't see. The cornea would still work, the part of the eye that has the retina, the part of the eye that has the rods and the cones, you know, the little nerve endings that gather in light and send a message to our brain. Anyway, those still work. So what they did was they asked Dr. Sawatori to go and remove an upper cuspid tooth. Now, upper cusp, but that's the pointed one in the corners. And not just pull the tooth, but to take out the tooth with a section of bone attached to it. And with certain dimensions. And once he did that, then, of course, from a dental standpoint, he packed that area with bone, and they let that heal. And then he went back in later and placed a dental implant, and they were able to give her back her tooth. But anyway, so in the meantime, they took this tooth, and they had him cut this rectangular-shaped mass, if you will, into a certain dimension, and then drill a hole through it from what would amount to front to back if it had still been in her mouth. And then they glued a tiny little lens, to it. And they took that and they buried it underneath her cheek mucosa to keep it nourished till it was time for the eye surgery. And then, unfortunately, in their case, she did get a little bit of an infection up there. So they took it out, and this time they put it underneath her, under her shoulder, under the skin, and under the muscle, to keep it nourished. And then, when the time was right, they retrieved it, and they took and put it inside her eye, and she can see. So for the first time in 9 years, she could see all of her grandchildren. She could see the 7 that she'd never, ever seen before. Isn't that cool? Who knew that you can do that with a tooth? I mean, dentistry is just so cool. It's amazing. Now, 200 shows. That's a lot of shows. Now, it's just one a week. Oh, and by the way, I think starting, is it next week or the week after, this show will be expanding to an hour. And I think it might be November 6th, but I have to check. I better figure that out because I have to get ready. Anyway, so we'll be doing an hour show starting next week. And that's even great because, you know what, I want to be your source for everything dental. Dental news, dental information, neat stuff in dentistry. I mean, I also want to be your dentist, but I just love dentistry. I love what I do. I think what I do for my patients is great. It makes me smile. I know it makes them smile. And so, you know, I'm up 6:30 on Sunday mornings preparing for the show, sometimes 1:30 at night the night before, and a lot of my colleagues are asleep both of those times, and of course, I guess I could be too, but I'm just really passionate about dentistry, love being a dentist, and I love doing this show, so that's probably why we got to the 200th episode. Now, another show that we did that you may not be aware of, and this was, again, several years back. There's a gentleman named Dr. Jeffrey Hillman. Dr. Hillman, he's a neat story. He's a dentist, but he's also a PhD, and he does research. And what he did right out of grad school is he discovered, or rather created, a mutant strain of the bacteria called Streptococcus mutans. For short, we call it strep mutans. By the way, strep throat is what is caused by that. Anyway, so now, strep mutans is always in our mouths. It lives there. There's, you know, millions of little bacteria in your mouth. And that is the bacteria that is blamed for tooth decay. It lives and breathes in your mouth, and it gives off byproducts, and those byproducts create cavities. And so Dr. Hillman developed a mutant strain that doesn't give off the lactic acid that causes the cavities. And he thought, this is great. I can replace the strep mutans in people's mouths with my strep mutan, my strain, and nobody will get cavities anymore. It makes a lot of sense. But what happened was is he put it in the mouths of mice, I think, and nothing changed. And then when he went back and looked, he couldn't find his strain of strep mutans. So he spent about 20 years trying to figure out why, and he finally came up with a naturally occurring strain of Streptococcus mutans that has its own little force field, its own little antibodies, meaning if it's in a bowl with a bunch of other strep mutans, it's the one that will survive. It's the one that kind of kills off the others, okay? So then he figured out a way to put those two together. He married the one that is like the bully and the one that doesn't give off lactic acid into a new version. And it is, when I had him on the show, he was just starting the human trials. And so we're talking a couple of years ago now. Human trials, by the way, take 3 years. And so he's about 2 years into his 3 years of human trials. I may have him on the show again, maybe in the next year or so, just to see how this is coming. And then once the human trials are done, if everything turns out the way he believes they will, he will have a product for sale that when somebody gets their first tooth, we should be able to wipe this paste, if you will, on the teeth, maybe once only or maybe a few times. It will populate the mouth, and when it does that, it will replace then the Streptococcus mutans, the bad strep mutans that would normally be in there. It'll be replaced by the good, the kind that he created. And there's a good chance that he has essentially developed a vaccine against tooth decay. Not really a vaccine because you don't take a shot. You know, it's this paste, but you get the idea. Now, does that mean you should stop brushing? No. Does it mean you should stop flossing? No. You definitely need to continue to take care of your teeth. But think about the value of that if he is successful, because tooth decay will be almost a thing of the past. That doesn't mean that gum disease will. Because gum disease is inflammation, and inflammation is caused by stuff on your teeth. That's why I said you still have to brush. You get calculus, tartar, same thing, two different words, plaque, all of that stuff forming on your teeth, and you get the inflammation. And you can have a situation where you can have every single tooth lost by not brushing, not flossing, or basically having gingivitis that goes unchecked and becomes periodontal disease. And we have a saying in dentistry, the teeth are healthy, but the gums have to go. All right, so just keep that in mind. That's Dr. Hillman, and again, you can access his podcast by going to dentallyspeaking.com. Really cool stuff, and like I said, I may have him back on the show down the line here, and we will see. It takes 2 more years after human trials to bring a product to market. Kind of sad, but true. Okay, so again, this is my 200th episode, and I'm celebrating, and it's pretty soon here, we're going to go to Dr. Kvitko's question of the day. What we do every week, for those of you that are just tuning in, is we give out free flowers donated by Weistember Florist right there in Clintonville for the person who calls in with the correct answer to Dr. Kvitko's question of the day. We're about to do that. Before we do that, the lawyers say you should listen to this.
Sunny 95 will not be held liable for any contesting during Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko. Participation in the contest allows Dr. Kvitko to record and broadcast your name and call. One winner per household, prizes are non-transferable, cannot be substituted, and are subject to taxes and fees. Sunny 95 cannot be responsible for the inability to enter the contest, whether due to equipment malfunction or telephone difficulties. All decisions of Dr. Kvitko concerning this contest or eligibility are final.
And now it's time for Dr. Kvitko's question of the day.
And the question today is, including today's show, how many Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko shows have aired? Including today's show, how many Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko shows have aired? The phone number, 459-9769. That's 459-WSNY. Call now.
Stay tuned to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko.
Looking for that perfect gift? Something different that your friends will love? Moxie's in Clintonville has just what you're looking for. Moxie specializes in entertainment barware, dishware, and linens, both new and vintage. They carry Fiesta, Hearthstone, and Signature products. Moxie's also has the ideal host or hostess gifts. Wrap candies including wax lips, bubblegum cigars, ring pops, and charm bracelets and necklaces. If you have no room to entertain, no problem. Moxie's has the room for you to host. The soiree room features black and white striped floors, Hollywood style seating, and a private outdoor deck. It's great for your next book or card gathering, birthday, or bridal shower. So when you're looking for a place to host some friends or looking for that perfect gift, go to Moxie's in Clintonville. Moxie's, 3339 North High Street, open Tuesday through Saturday. For more information and hours, call 657-6854.
657-6854. Dentally Speaking is his talk show. Dr. Kvitko, let's go!
Yeah! Hi, this is Richard Simmons. Do you listen to Dentally Speaking? Well, you should. Dr. Kvitko's here, and he's going to help you with all of your problems. Are your teeth yellow? He can fix that. Are you missing a tooth? He can put a new one in. How is that?
That's very good. Thank you, Richard.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kvitko.
Hi, I'm General Dentist Dr. Brian Kvitko. Have you always wanted a smile makeover but didn't know where to go or if you could afford it? Well, take heart. Here at Dr. Kvitko Metnis & Associates, we've been doing successful smile makeovers for decades. Stop in and see our vast library of actual before and after photos, or see a small sampling of them at drkvitko.com. Plus, we've made them affordable. Whether you choose the low monthly payments or having your makeover done in phases to spread your cost over time, I know you'll be happy with your new smile. So what are you waiting for? You know you're worth it. Pick up the phone and call us at 614-262-9588. That's 614-262-9588. It's a call that's guaranteed to put a smile on your face.
Dr. Kvitko and Associates.
Oh, welcome back to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko. All right, so we have we had four callers for Dr. Kvitko's question of the day. And what we did is I made up little pieces of paper with 1, 2, 3, 4 on them, folded them up and gave them to my producer to pick one, and he picked line 2, which is Edie. Edie, how are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm good. Hey, Edie, what do you do for a living? I'm just curious.
I work for the Ohio Department of Transportation.
Oh, okay. That's cool. You guys responsible for all those orange barrels?
Sorry.
I guess we've renamed the city Crawlumbus.
Yes. But it'll get better.
But it'll be better. I know. Yeah, it is better. It's all for good. All right, Edie, so what is your guess?
200.
200 is right.
Yay! Did you?
Thank you very much. Hey, now I want you to hang on the line because okay. My producer will get your information and we'll get the flowers out to you. Thank you so much for listening.
Thank you very much. Have a great day.
You too. And Nikki and Kim, and I think we forgot to get the other person's name. Thank you for calling too, and next week maybe call in and try again, okay? All right, so my producer will get Edie's info, and let me just see now. I want to talk about a couple other neat shows. One of the ones that I had the most fun at, I would say, is I did a live broadcast from the Enfield Care Center of a NASCAR race at Watkins Glen. My wife and I are big NASCAR fans. We have a motorhome, and we like to go, you know, Thursday after work and set up the RV and just have like a weekend party. When I go, I always bring my recorder and I interview folks. But in this instance, I set it up so I could interview the medical liaison team. Now, those are the folks in the Enfield Care Center. And it's interesting because Denise Meeks, and I'm trying to remember the other girl's name. I can't remember it right now. We interviewed them. And they said, just call the gentleman at the track, the guy that was in charge of PR at the track. And they said, call this guy. They gave me his cell phone number. And I did. And they said, just tell him you need to have a pass to get to the Enfield Care Center on Friday. By the way, they didn't want to commit to doing it live on Sunday until we did like a little pre-interview on the Friday before. So I was supposed to meet Denise at the Enfield Care Center on something like 11 in the morning on Friday. And so I called this gentleman up, I think it might have been Wednesday, and I told him, I said, I need passes to the Enfield Care Center. He says, wait a minute, you need passes to what? And I said, the Enfield Care Center. He says, I can't even get in there. I guess when NASCAR moves in, they kind of take over a track, and the track is limited themselves as to where their own people can go. So called Denise back, and she said, you know what, just come on in, and when you get to your campsite, call me, and I'll tell you what to do. So I did. And she said, okay, go over to the credentialing trailer, and they'll have some passes for you. So we went over there. My wife and I went over, and we kind of got in line. Never done this before. Got in line, and when we get up to the desk, it's our turn, and she says, she goes, here you go. She goes, hide that. I go, what? She goes, hide that. I'm serious. She goes, if anybody sees you have that, they're all going to want one. And I guess in order to get into the Enfield Care Center, you had to have like the highest security level, if you will. And so we hid it, and we didn't really know what we had until we drove back over to our campsite. We're going through the gate, and the guy goes, how'd you get that? And I go, I don't know. They just gave it to me. He goes, do you realize what you have there? And I said, no. And never done anything like this before. And he says, well, you can go anywhere you want with that. I go, like, anywhere? Like, where? He goes, anywhere. I said, really? So, you know how when you drive into a place, I mean, think about last night OSU football game. You knew you, if you got too close to the stadium and you didn't have this certain tag, they'd turn you away, you know? So I knew something was up as I'm driving, and you, every intersection I'd come to, I expect the guy to hold his hand up or, you know, make me turn around or turn right or left when I didn't want to. Every intersection we got to, he's just, you know, motioning us through. And I've never had that feeling before. It was really cool. So we parked at the Infield Care Center right there next to the helicopter, and we interviewed them. We wanted to know the kinds of things, you know, a NASCAR driver, have they ever had a driver that had to get out of the car because of a raging toothache? Like, every once in a while you'll hear of a driver that has the flu or they just don't feel well. Have they had any drivers, you know, lose a tooth, chip a tooth, you know, break their jaw, those kinds of things? And how do they handle them? Do they have a dental chair on site? Do they take care of the crew? Do they take care of maybe fans if they too have a dental emergency, that sort of thing? Anyway, we did the pre-interview on Friday and everything went really well, so they agreed to do the Sunday interview. And that, if I remember right, I think I had Holly Hollingsworth was my guest host. So she was in the studio, and she was holding down the fort back in the studio for me. And then we'd go to me and my wife and Denise, and I wish I could remember the other girl's name. I'll have to look it up myself. But anyway, it was a neat interview. It was neat insight. We had a lot of fun, but what was the neatest part? Get this. Okay, so at NASCAR races, you can pay for a pit pass, pre-race pit pass, where you go in and you get a chance to look at the cars up close and maybe talk to the pit crew, and every once in a while you get a chance to get an autograph. Well, we didn't realize it at the time, but apparently our pass had this big H on it, and you know, they're all fancy and they're all different, and anyway, we go into the pits, and it turns out this H stands for hot. Not that we were hot, but it means hot pass. And that means that we were allowed to stay in the pits during the NASCAR race. Can you believe it? We actually, my wife and I, watched a race leaning up against the canopy of Brian Vickers' pit crew. We were so close. In fact, during the race, one of the pit crew guys asked us if we wanted a soda right out of their cooler. So, but anyway, that's a neat show, and you can listen to that also on podcast. Remember, dentallyspeaking.com. I haven't mentioned they're also available on iTunes, and they are available at not that one, because that was an older show, but the more recent shows, the ones since I've come to Sunny 95, they're available at sunny95.com. What you do is you click on air. It'll be a drop-down box. There's a thing that says Sunday mornings, and there's another one that says Sunday morning programs. You would pick on Sunday morning programs and then pick Dentally Speaking. Let's see, do I have time for one more? I think I do before we go to our break. I also have had a gentleman named Dr. Tom Romer, who is known as the truck stop dentist. You might have seen a little thing on Discovery Channel about him. He is the only dentist in the country whose only office is at a truck stop. And it's the only truck stop that has a dentist. It's kind of cool. He used to have another office, and he also had this kind of like, call it a satellite office at the truck stop. And so his practice is completely unique. He doesn't really take appointments. He hardly ever does cleanings. Can you imagine a dentist who doesn't do cleanings or have a hygienist to do them? He never knows what he's going to do when he shows up for work, although I would imagine he does a lot. Not imagine, I talked to him. He does a lot of extractions because the truck drivers waited till they had a toothache and a lot of root canals and that sort of thing. But truckers know this. They know that if they can just make it to the Iowa 80 truck stop, they can be seen by Dr. Romer. Now, he does just have traditional office hours, so it's not like they can be seen at 3 in the morning. But then they know that too, so it's pretty cool, pretty neat. And Dr. Romer is an interesting guy. Who would have thought somebody would have thought to have an office in a truck stop? Okay, let's see. Now, it looks to me like it's time to go to a break, and when we come back, I'll go over some more of my favorite episodes of my 200 that are now out there. You're listening to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko, and stay with us. We'll be right back after the break.
Hey, this is Olympic snowboarder Louis Vito, and make sure you stay tuned to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko.
Experience, artistry, creativity. There are still professions where these words mean something. Studio B Hair Design still believe that practice does make perfect. Whether it's a precision cut, custom color, or something uniquely your own, Studio B can help you find just the right look, all in a comfortable, relaxing atmosphere right in the heart of Clintonville. Let Studio B Hair Design give you the best professional hair care at the best price. And should you need a quick gift idea, why not give a Studio B gift certificate for a birthday, anniversary, or subtle way of telling that special someone your hair needs help. So when looking for a fresh approach to your hair, do what lots of people do in Central Ohio. Trust experience. Trust the professionals at Studio B Hair Design. Studio B Hair Design, 21 Brighton Road, just off High Street in Clintonville. Call for your appointment now, 614-263-8661. 263-8661.
Estás escuchando Dentally Speaking con Dr. Kvitko aquí en su estación favorita, Sandy 95.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kvitko.
Hi, I'm general dentist Dr. Brian Kvitko. Are you an adult with teeth that are crooked? Maybe you had braces as a kid, but you didn't wear your retainer as often as you should have? Or maybe your parents weren't able to offer you braces as a child. Well, take heart. Now you can have straight teeth in 6 months. That's right. Using clear brackets and tooth-colored wires, we can straighten your teeth before it's even time for your next cleaning. So, if you have a high school reunion, a graduation party, or even a wedding in your future, why not let us straighten, then whiten your teeth? Interested? Call us to schedule a no-charge 6-month smiles consultation at 614-262-9588. That's 614-262-9588.
Dr. Kvitko and Associates. Smile a little smile for me, Rosemary, Rosemary.
Welcome back to my 200th episode. I've had a lot of fun. I still have some things I want to tell folks about, some episodes that already aired. And, you know, tune in next week for the 201st episode because we're going to keep doing this. All right. Now, some of the other shows that folks here may not have heard is we interviewed a Dr. Marr. He developed the Marr appliance. He is the team dentist for the New England Patriots. And based on his using his appliance, it's type of a mouth guard, that team has the least number of concussions in the league. We think that's pretty cool. Dr. Bill Dorfman from Extreme Makeover, I was fortunate enough to have him on my show a couple times back in the beginning, and who knows, may have him on again, although Extreme Makeover's been off the air for quite a while now, and it's hard to say. I had Dr. G. David Singh, inventor of the DNA appliance, stands for day-night, and he's the inventor of epigenetic orthodontics, a new way of doing orthodontics by unlocking the DNA of a person's genome. We've done shows like How to Survive the Economic Downturn with Your Teeth Intact. Thought that was rather interesting, actually. And you know what? If you have ideas for upcoming topics, feel free to send me an email. You can email drkvitko@aol.com or drkvitko@dentallyspeaking.com. Your choice. Some of my favorite man on the street interviews were a homeless gentleman that I ran across when I was in Las Vegas. And we... So we interviewed him when he was homeless. We also interviewed Ted Williams after he was no longer homeless. So that was kind of neat. All right. The clock on the wall is telling me that I am out of time. But hey, we have plenty more weeks to do this. Please tune in next week. You're listening to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko here on Sunny 95. See you next Sunday.
Like what you hear? Why not use the Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko show to reach your customers by becoming a sponsor? Learn how by calling 262-9588. That's 262-9588.
Be sure and tune in next week for another exciting episode of Dentally Speaking with my dentist, Dr. Kvitko.
If you're interested in learning more about this and other dental health topics, go to dentallyspeaking.com to access full half-hour episodes of Dr. Kvitko's show.
If you would like to book Dr. Kvitko to speak at your next event, please call 614-262-9588. That's 614-262-9588. Or send an email to drkvitko@dentallyspeaking.com. That's drkvitko at dentallyspeaking.com.
Hey, they told me I had a few more seconds, so I thought I'd come back in and say, good job, Buckeyes. Go Bucks. Go out and have a great day. It's going to be a wonderful day. Look at the sun. It's just shining like crazy. It's going to burn off the frost. And please join me next week. It turns out next week is my first one-hour show here on Sunday 95. Used to do one-hour show back on that other channel. See you next Sunday.